Psalm 49. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Both low and high, rich and poor together, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their sayings, Selah. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. And their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. For he shall receive me, Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he live, he blessed his soul, and men shall praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. Is your trust in riches, or is your trust in the living God? Are you seeking the wisdom of this world, or are you seeking the wisdom from above? Are you striving to advance yourself, your business, your family, your ministry? Or are you striving to enter the straight gate of eternal life that Jesus Christ spoke of? Where is your treasure? Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So hear the wisdom of this psalm. For this word is for all the inhabitants of the world. This word is for both commoner and nobleman, for educated and uneducated, for government and citizenry, for rich and poor. This psalm will begin to bring forth some true wisdom and true understanding from above. The psalmist wants us to consider the value of your soul and the reality of your mortality, and to consider what will happen to me in the day of evil when death comes to visit me. What will happen to my soul then? What good will all my labor accomplish in that day? Are you afraid to die? Are you afraid of the day of evil? Are you fearful of the judgment of God? Well, the question is, do you trust in your wealth? Do you trust in your position? Do you trust in your connections? Or do you trust in the living God? No money, no position, no honor in this life can pay for the redemption price of your soul. No money or position can secure you in the day of evil. No, your soul is far more valuable than money or earthly status. The redemption of your soul is precious. The high cost of eternal life is far above anything you can pay. But there is one who could pay that price. There is one who corruption could never touch him. There's one who was pure and spotless and without blemish. And that's the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. He paid the ransom price for your soul. He paid the full price to redeem you from the power of death and the power of the grave. And he didn't pay with money. He didn't pay with silver and gold from heaven. No, he paid the full price with his precious blood. The lifeblood of the Son of God himself was poured out for you. It cost him, and it was a high price to pay. But he paid the full ransom for you. Does that mean anything to you? Or do you still think it's all about your wealth and your position and your riches? Do you really face the fact that you're going to die? Or do you just kind of think life will continue on and my houses and my lands will just continue on? Man, that's an honor. One day, you won't abide anymore. The psalmist says it's like the beasts that perish. This is folly. Like sheep, you'll be laid in the grave and death will feed on you. And the upright will have power in the resurrection. The righteous will have power in the resurrection. Because the upright and the righteous are trusting the righteous, Jesus Christ. And he's the one who redeems our soul from the power of the grave. He's the one that receives us. But if instead you'll bless your own soul, if instead you'll trust in your own wealth and riches, if you trust in your status, your position, and you just follow your culture and the things you've been taught from your youth, just following in the steps of your forefathers, then you will go to the generation of your fathers. You'll visit them in your death. And the scripture says they shall never see light. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. When a rich young ruler who loved his wealth came to Jesus, Jesus said the only hope for that young man was go sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. Your only hope is Jesus Christ. But if you have so much treasure in the things of this earth, maybe your heart is too entangled in those things, and you can't even follow him. Lay it to heart. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. This is for low and high, rich and poor together. This is wisdom. This is understanding. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 49.